We continue with the last line on Lamed Amud Beis. We've been discussing the topic of Gilui and the prohibition of having liquids that were left open overnight. Now we're moving back to the discussion of Yayin Nesach. Amar Vasi Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Shlosh Yenils Hein. There are three types of wine of Yayin Nesach, or wine dealing with Ovdei Kochavim. Yayin Nesach Asur Behana Umetami Tumas Chamura Bekezayis. Type number one is Yayin Nesach, wine which has been used by idolaters for libations to their idols. You can't get benefit from it, so certainly you can't drink it. And it's Metame Tuma Chamura Bekezayis. It has the same halachas as a corpse. That's how strict it is. It becomes tame. It can metame other people in an ohel by carrying it, touching it, things like that. Just as long as there's a kezayis of yayin nesach, it can contract and pass tuma. Stam yenam, which is the one that we usually deal with a lot. We have questions about stam yenam, which is wine which has been in the possession of idolaters, but we don't know whether they have used it for libations. Asr bihana, you also can't get benefit from it. Umetame tumas mashkin birevius, and it can be metame other liquids and foods through a revius of wine, which is more than a kezias, so a little more lenient by stam yenam, but nevertheless still can drink it. And then finally, hamafked yenu etzel obed kochavim, aser b'shtia umotra b'ana. If you deposit your own wine by an idolater, and now you want it back, you're not allowed to drink it, but you can get benefit from it. The Gemara asks, you can get benefit from it. V'atanan hamafked perosav etzel obed kochavim, if a person deposits their fruits by an idolater, and then they want it back. Harihein kiperosav shel oved kochavim l'shvias ulamaiser. With regards to the laws of Shemitah and Maiser, we consider it the fruits of an idolater. In other words, we're concerned that they would swap out your items which you took off Maiser and Truma, and they gave you other ones, which now you be chayv in all these things. So why would we not be concerned for swapping out the wines? And therefore you should be prohibited from getting benefit from the wine as well. The Gemara answers, kigon sheyachid lo keren zavis. In our case, we're talking about, in our Mishnah with the wine, we're talking about a scenario where you secluded, isolated one, or designated one area for the wine. And as Rashi says, you gave them the key, or you put a seal there, so that you said, these are my things that you deposited there. You didn't necessarily give them the wine. You told them, here are the keys to my home, and for the basement, and in the basement is where my wine is kept. Just keep a watch over it, and therefore we're not concerned for any swapping. Ihachi b'shtia nami l'shtri. Well, then, if we're not concerned about swapping, then we should allow you to drink the wine when you get the keys back. To Rabbi Yochanan, ikla leparvad. Rabbi Yochanan went to Parvad. This is a story to prove why you can drink it. Amar klum yish mishnas bar kapra. Bar kapara, is there a mishnah and a teaching of bar kapra? Rashi says that Parvad was the place where bar kapra lived and passed. So did anyone have a teaching from Bar Kapra? Tanale Rav Tamchum Dumin Parvad, Rabbi Tamchum in the area said, yes, I have a teaching of Bar Kapra. Hamafked yenu etzel obed kochavim mutar b'shasiya. If you deposit your wine by an idolater, you're allowed to drink it. So what do you see? That we have a reason to be lenient. So why are we prohibiting drinking it? We have a Mishnah, a Braisa, a teaching from Bar Kapra that you can. Kari Aleh Makom Sheepal Eit Sham Yehu. They said about Bar Kapra when they were in Parvad, this is just a little side point, the place where the tree falls, meaning a place where the tzaddik passes, Sham Yehu, that's where he is. Like he's still alive. Sham Yehu Sakladach, is that where he is? What do you mean? He's not alive, he's dead. El Sham Yehu Peirosav, now that's where his fruit are, meaning his Talmidim that have his teachings, that's where you can find them. Anyhow, so can you drink this wine or not? Amar Rav Zera lo kasha ha Rabbi Eliezer harabanan. So you know the truth is that it's a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan whether you're allowed to drink the wine that you own that you deposited by an idolater The Tanya, whether you purchase a home where an idolater lives, or you rent a home in a chatzar where an idolater lives, you filled it with wine, and you have the keys, but it's still in the idolater's courtyard, so he has some sort of access to it. Rabbi Eliezer matre v'chachamim osrim. Rabbi Eliezer says you can drink it, and the chachamim say you can't. So you see this machlokas in our Gemara here about Bar Kappa's teaching versus the teaching we had in the beginning over here about hamaf kedyeni esolv kachavim. You can't drink it. It's really a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. Amar Rav, so how do we rule? Amar Rav Chia Brei de Rabbi Chia Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Amri La Amar Rav Chista, Amar Zeiri, Amri La Amar Rav Chista, Amar Li Abba Bar Chama, Hachi Amar Zeiri, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. He says here that Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Now the only challenge Tosos with saying that Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, Tosos writes over here the fact that later on Samach Tes Amid Beis, we say that, well, it seems to be that there's there seems to be a machlokas between, or a stira between Rav and ruling here and Rav's ruling there. Because Rav is ruling on Lama Tesamar Beis, he says that the only way that Yain by an idolater is permissible, it's only if you have Chosam, so Chosam, you need a double seal. Here he's permitting a single seal. And even earlier on Daf Chav Tesamar Beis, we said that the implication was that you would always need a chosam so chosam for wine. So how can we say over here that Rav is ruling that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, they only need one chosam and you could drink the wine? How could this be? So Rabbeinu Tam gives one opinion, Tosos doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, and he answers that our Gemara is talking about a different scenario than the other two Gemaras. Our Gemara, he says, is talking about a situation where you were miyachei the makom. You were miyached the place, and you were coming back for your own wine. So in a scenario where you deposit your own wine, and you're coming back to get your wine, then we can rely on one seal. But if you are delivering your wine to another person, and you're using an idolater to bring it for you, then you would need to have a double seal. And not necessarily just for wine, but even for other types of foods as well. So but certainly for wine, you should need a double seal. But again, if it's yours and you're just coming to retrieve your own, that's one thing. As opposed to, let's say, you're ordering from a restaurant, getting wine from a restaurant, you want it to be shipped from one Jew to another Jew, and a non-Jewish person is doing it on your behalf, then you would always need a double seal. That's how Tosos wants to reconcile how Rav can paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in our Gemara, though in Chav Tesem Beis and Lama Tesem Beis seems to be more strict. So those are the three types of wines and the halachic ramifications that emerge from those three scenarios.